Let's report now on one of the most common causes of death in the hospital. It's called sepsis. Doesn't get a lot of attention, but there it is, a vexing combination of infection and inflammation, sometimes called blood poisoning. Doctors can treat the symptoms, but nobody has found a drug to treat the disorder itself. And today in Your Health, NPR's Richard Harris looks at this disease that strikes more than a million Americans per year and kills more than prostate cancer and breast cancer combined.
Sepsis can kill young and old alike. This particular story is of a man who is closing in on retirement age. Bob Skursky had lived for many years in a vintage suburban home in Haddon Heights, New Jersey, which he'd sold a few years ago to his daughter, Jennifer Rogers.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
I'm Richard. So nice to meet you.
Come on in.
We settle around the kitchen table, and Rogers tells the story of her dad. Disease first struck in 2012 during a family vacation to the Jersey Shore. Dad was rushed to the hospital with a serious problem in his abdomen, a blocked artery.
And he was not getting any blood flow to his legs. Basically as a side effect of smoking. Mm-hmm. He'd pretty much smoked his whole life.
Doctors in Philadelphia replaced the damaged blood vessel, but a year later it failed again, and he was back in the operating room.
There were several complications with that surgery. Basically ended up being, I think, a 9 to 10 hour surgery. He ended up having part of the blood flow to his intestines had stopped, so they had to go in and remove part of that. Had to give him a colostomy. At one point, our doctors told us he was the sickest person in the ICU.
He would need another operation, but first he would have to wait for his abdomen to heal in a long-term acute care hospital. He was hospitalized for more than 6 months. And just a few weeks before his next surgery was scheduled, there was more trouble.
He got very confused. He was very sweaty, incoherent at times. His blood pressure and heart rate became unstable. His body temperature, his white blood cell count had gone up, and those are all warning signs of sepsis.
Indeed, an infection had suddenly turned into this deadly condition, septic shock. A team of doctors swarmed him, pumping him full of antibiotics and doing what they could to prevent a common consequence of sepsis, multiple organ failure. Rogers is an artist and a high school art teacher. She kept copious notes and drawings to capture these frightening moments with her dad.
I had never seen anyone that sick before in my life. He was on so many medicines. I took a picture and did some drawings of the IV pole. In fact, there were two on both sides of his bed.
Bob Skursky survived this bout of sepsis, though in a weakened state. A few weeks later, the doctors decided to go ahead with a scheduled surgery, hoping to end his months-long sojourn in the hospital.
So they did proceed with surgery. His whole team of doctors were very pleased with the surgery. It went well. He truly was really filled with joy that he got through the surgery. And at that point, we were all very hopeful. We're like, now that you can just heal and come home. And unfortunately, that didn't happen.
So what did happen?
Sepsis again.
And this time, the doctors couldn't bring it under control. Skursky died last year at the age of 64. His story is more drawn out than many. Even a seemingly simple bladder infection can lead to sepsis. And the most vexing part is that doctors can really only react to and treat the symptoms.
But as far as attacking the underlying cause of sepsis, we have not been very successful.
Dr. Ed Sherwood is a professor of anesthesiology at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
So I guess that actually raises several questions. One, do we truly understand what causes sepsis, and or are we attacking, you know, the right target?
They're not really sure what they're dealing with. For example, it's not clear whether boosting the immune system or turning it down is actually more helpful. Dozens of drugs have been developed in mice for sepsis, but every one of those has been a bust in people, says Ron Tompkins, a surgeon at Massachusetts General Hospital.
There have been many billions spent in many different categories, and none have been actually useful.
Essentially, all of these trials have failed.
They have in the past, because there's a tacit understanding that the system was going to behave similarly in people as it does in mice.
Tompkins and colleagues have found that mouse immune systems are very different from human immune systems, so the rodents are a questionable stand-in.
And even worse, the studies that we do are in young adolescent mice that are in laboratories, never exposed really to the wild world, and that's not people.
Human immune systems are constantly challenged by germs and shaped by the real-world environment. Tompkins is looking for ways to study sepsis without mice. Ed Sherwood says mice can still be useful in studying sepsis, but he does agree that you can't really treat the animals the way people are treated in the hospital, say, by giving them a breathing tube.
You can't really support a mouse for days on end, kind of like you would in an ICU for a person. And because of that, I think we don't really have an accurate model of what happens clinically.
So researchers have simply used trial and error as they struggle to treat the symptoms. One thing that can sometimes help is prompt medical attention. So, after her father died, Jennifer Rogers decided to do what she could to raise public awareness of sepsis through her art.
So these are my sketchbooks. Yeah, here they are. Everything in here represents something about him or his experience in the hospital.
And I see that you've not only dated it, but you've dated it day 181.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kept count the whole time.
Significant numbers crop up in her work, along with gauze and threads of gold, which evoke the hospital for her.
I hope to eventually make a series specifically about sepsis as a way to just educate people so that they're aware. Watching what sepsis does is just devastating. I know it can strike anybody at any time. And having seen it myself, it's horrible. It's truly horrible.
Her art is also helping her come to terms with her father's ordeal. Richard Harris, NPR News.